When you arrive here in Tehran, one of the first things you see are the billboards. They're government propaganda signs. They're thrown up everywhere, denouncing Israel for its recent offensive in Gaza. One billboard you see shows the upturned face of a child in pain. Another shows a girl crying, and a third just seems spattered in blood. Iranians were soon so distressed by Gaza that one analyst says the government actually had to calm them down. This week, one man who's doubtless seeing those billboards for himself is the political leader of Hamas. That's the Palestinian group that controls Gaza. Khaled Mashal has come here to say thanks for Iran's support. NPR's Mike Schuster reports on what Iranian leaders portray as a victory over Israel.
For weeks, Iranian television and newspapers have been full of news about the war in Gaza, all of it anti-Israel and pro-Hamas. So Khaled Mashal's visit has been hailed as something of a victory lap. Witness a news report this week on Press TV, Iran's 24-hour English news channel via satellite and the internet.
Mashal thanked Iranian authorities and people for their political and media support and said Palestinian people would not forget it. Khaled Mashal is on a visit to the Iranian capital, Tehran. Earlier in the day, he met with Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili.
Mashal has also met with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was quoted as saying the resistance of the people in Gaza conferred honor on all of us. And Mashal met with Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iranian newspapers reported that Mashal told both leaders Hamas is preparing itself to liberate all of Palestine, retake Jerusalem, and secure the return of all Palestinian refugees. From the extensive television coverage, many here were genuinely moved by the scenes of devastation and death in Gaza. Even reformers here who oppose the current government were swept up in the Gaza fervor. Mohammed Atrianfar is a writer and editor who finds himself often in opposition to the government.
If we believe that Hamas is not destroyed and Israel did not reach to all the goals that they planned, so we can say that Hamas is rationally victorious and Israel has lost. So this is a victory for the resistance in the region and is a victory for Iran.
Israel and the United States both believe that Iran has given significant material support to Hamas in the form of money, training for its militants, and arms. The U.S. and Israel believe that many of the missiles that have been launched from Gaza into Israel originated in Iran and were smuggled from Sudan across Egypt and through the tunnels that penetrate Gaza's southern border with Egypt. Little is known publicly in Iran about weapon supplies, but the Iranian government makes no secret of its material support for Hamas. Still, says conservative analyst Amir Mohebian, Iran is not in a position to control Hamas.
Strategically, it is good for Iran, but it does not mean that Iran wants to make Hamas as a puppet or sends, for example, arms to them. No, it is not true. Iran ideologically supports Hamas.
Iran has not always supported Hamas. During the late 90s, Iran took a more moderate stance, indicating a willingness to back a peace agreement between the Palestinians and Israel if the Palestinian Authority negotiated a deal. Iran's opposition to Israel became much more militant and vocal with the arrival of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as president. For nearly 4 years now, he has vilified Israel, threatened it, and expressed the belief that the Holocaust is a myth. Still, not all Iranians are as swept up in the emotion of Gaza. Issa Saharkis, a reform journalist who is banned from publishing here, says many Iranians are much more concerned about domestic problems.
We condemn Israel's attack to the Palestinian, but it is not our priority. We're thinking about our problem. Oil is coming down, our income is down. We are thinking about inflation, employment, and unemployment, and so on.
Still in the wider Middle East, by its strong pro-Palestinian stand during the Gaza War, Iran has reinforced the view that it is one of the few governments in the region willing to align itself thoroughly with the Palestinians in Gaza. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.